Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and we are going to jump right into this week's episode. Because it's already over 20 minutes long, and I don't want to make it any longer than I have to. So enjoy this episode. Awesome. I also know you were on me about a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months ago, about watching The Boys.
Yes.
Which,
you know, I want to be on you. You can take it how you want, but I want to be on you.
Okay.
And if you don't understand the Anchorman reference, then I understand as well.
No, you're good. I gotcha. Okay. I finished it. I watched it a while back.
All right, so you did finish The Boys.
Yes, it's so good.
Okay, so what do you think? Because Morgan and I loved it.
It's to the point where I got two other people at work to watch it.
Yes.
Because I liked it so much. So, actually three, because I told my girlfriend about it, and she watched it. So, the funny thing is, I have the first trade. I got it a while back, and I'm just like, I'll read this eventually. And then the show came out, and I watched the show, and I'm like, all right, this is moving up on my list.
So, yeah, I was like, after I watched the show, I'm like, I need to start reading the comics of this, because this was awesome.
Yeah, from what I've thumbed through the graphic novel, and from what I can piece together, it sticks to the show sticks to the book fairly close. The fun part was Huey in the comic book was actually based off of Simon Pegg, so when Simon Pegg was in the show as Huey's dad, it was one of those things where he kind of had to be in the show.
I actually did know that because I don't know if you ever heard of Looper on YouTube.
Yes.
But I watch a lot of their stuff, and they talked about that. I'm like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool to see. So
yeah.
Okay, well, let's get to what we're actually. I'm giving Ron enough time, hopefully, to read all the stuff.
You can start.
I know. Okay. So we're gonna go today.
Plus, since you guys have actually read them and you guys can talk about them, I won't have to talk so much. So it's.
Yeah, but we like you talking, don't we?
Actually, you usually yell at me. I don't know.
It depends on what you say.
But he told me you like to be yelled at. That's one of your things.
Well,
I don't know. It depends on who's doing the yelling. I
that's
guess.
Fair. That's
and why.
Fair. Boom, ching. Okay. So. And we do see. On the flip side of that, though, this is 80s art.
Mm-hmm.
There are some bad panels, too.
Yeah.
I mean, same artist a couple issues back where Flash like punches a guy and his neck is literally behind his, like his head is back behind his back and his neck is just like, how? So it's a subject to the 80s art style. It's just, it's all that is.
And a lot of also that could be just the fact that, you know, I guarantee they were rushing some of these.
Maybe. I mean,
nowadays, you know, you got it to where they can do everything pretty much, you know, digitally copy everything. They can, you know, fly through these issues.
Yeah.
Back then, you know, everything was hand rendered, hand drawn, hand colored.
True.
And, you know, I guarantee the system that they were running them through to print them took a lot longer than it does nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, especially back then they came out once a month.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Once a week. Well,
it's,
I guess
it's every two. It's twice a month now. It's every 2 weeks.
It's every other week.
Well, heck, there was a time when Spider-Man was coming out every 3 weeks.
Yeah, like almost every Wednesday.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's a matter of their process now versus the process then. Yeah, you're right.
So you know, a lot of things were probably overlooked because they were like, we got a time thing. We can't have you redraw this entire scene.
Yeah, this whole page.
Yeah,
because they'd have to redraw the whole page.
It was the 80s. All the kids were on drugs back then anyway, so it's fine.
True.
Like, oh, dude, I wonder if my dad can do that too.
Cool. Another death today at DC Comics.
It's YouTube.
At the same time this is going on, actually, not yet, but in like a couple months, we're going to get to Crisis in the comics. And that, that's 12 issues. So, like, that's a bit, that, but that was actually solicited as a maxi series. So, that's supposed to be big. You good there? Trying to figure out what you...
Yeah, I was making sure to, like, turn the power save mode on, just to make sure we, super phone was fine, so, because it probably needs a lot of battery, so...
Oh, yeah, normally we don't talk this long on an issue, but we kind of...
We're enjoying
bullshit
ourselves
at the beginning there.
We're enjoying ourselves. It's no big deal at all.
Well, yeah, but I'm the one that has to edit it and somehow get it down below 30 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's Future Joe's problem. Screw that guy.
Thanks, Craig. I appreciate that.
See, that's why I tell him I'm only the co-host, because he has to deal with all the good bullshit.
Uh-huh. Again, luckily I have enough time off of work. I can deal with that.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Basically, everything you said from this point to the beginning, he's going to cut out.
Probably, maybe, we'll see. But, you know, at the same time, I'm going to have a bloopers episode in, like, January, so there we go. This stuff will go to that.
That's going
to
take forever.
Well, I've actually started being smart, and when I'm cutting out episode, like, scenes during the episodes, I'm putting them on a separate file.
Oh, nice.
Now, I've only done that for, like, last four arcs.
See, you make a lot more work for yourself. Like, Jordan, he doesn't edit at all. He's just like, hey, it's all good. Just keep it all together.
And I'm wanting to get to that point. But we bullshit too much.
We really suck at staying on task.
Yes,
as
we do.
We can
as
point
you,
out right now.
So
we have the self control of Big Sir.
Whoa! I wouldn't say that much.
maybe later. Maybe older Big Sir. More later on, Big Sir. So let's get back to what we're actually talking about here.
Would give him enough velocity to use him as basically pushing stones. And then as he steps on it, it'd be like, you know when you're in Mario and you jump on the little things and they fall down after you land on them?
Yoshi?
No, you throw a Yoshi down in holes to get where you need to go.
Okay, oh, my bad.
Sometimes the damn dinosaur has to be sacrificed to make it to your goal, okay?
I just love the, I think there's a like a YouTube video where Yoshi is, or maybe it might just be a comic strip. Yoshi's like, oh, this is my best friend. We're going to go everywhere together. And Mario comes up to a hole.
A really far jump.
Jumps off of Yoshi, and Yoshi's like, why? And Mario, as he's flipping, is just flipping him off.
Oh, yeah, I've actually seen that one.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, man.
All right.
Sorry.
At least you yawn now and not when I'm introducing you. Appreciate that. Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. God damn you! What the hell?
Continue.
Okay.
You're fine.
Okay, I'm good. I'm starting over that one.
Oh, are
that's
you?
Going in the bloopers. I liked Wanted.
I haven't actually watched
Wanted. Was pretty good.
The funny thing is, the comic is nothing like the movie. Or I should say the movie is nothing like
you're
comic.
You're telling me that a movie.
Well, I mean, as I always say, all great movies are eventually made into books. That's how it works, right?
Well, the comic book came first.
No, he was.
No,
No, shut up.
Your sarcasm was lost in a depth of.
Anywho's.
Yeah. And that will be edited out in post credit.
Yep.
It didn't make him look bad. He edits out. Don't worry.
Not everything. Just most things. Again,
like,
my podcast.
Like,
fuck y'all.
Like, God, I sound like an idiot. Let's just delete all.
Oh,
this.
I've definitely edited out.
No,
like,
I know,
jokes.
Because I've listened to some of our podcasts. I'm like, wait, why did he edit out?
It's like it's fun. I only hear Joe talking the entire time.
Well, okay, so I know. We've got Weather Wizard. He's flying on a cloud. Okay, that makes sense. We've got...
I thought he was walking on sunshine.
Ha-ha! No.
Whoa.
That's Golden Glider. You'll meet her in a couple years.
Okay, gotcha.
We've got Trickster, who's got these... His boots can... I can't remember what exactly he calls them, but he's got, like, these magic
floating,
boots.
Floating, like, or some kind of floating...
I
lighter than
those
air boots.
I did hear those are made for walking.
There we go. we already know that Mirror Master can fly because he did that earlier on. We know from a previous issue that Boomerang has a Boomerang ship. So whatever.
I'm learning a lot right now. This is awesome.
And I think Captain Cold...
Is it called the Boomer ship or the Shipperang?
I think it's just called the Boomerang ship.
That's gay. Captain Cold can get around because of a super suit, right?
Well, he doesn't really have a super suit. But I'm missing that one, sorry. Like, I was going to say he's probably doing similar to, like, Iceman and making the bridge, but I don't think that's right because I've never seen him do that. So he's the only one that I'm like, how did you get up there?
I mean, I would have to assume it was probably something like from Samuel Jackson's Ice character and now the Incredibles, throwing out the thing, Frozone. Yeah, Frozone, there you go.
Yep. I knew you had a joke in there, I just didn't know what it was, sorry.
I was making a Samuel Jackson joke, that's don't good. Worry about it.
Like a super
my
suit.
Jokes,
why do
my
I know
jokes
super suit?
Are plentiful, but they're also of poor quality.
That's fair. No, you're good. You're good. Don't worry, I'll cut them out. You won't sound stupid.
Thank you.
I'll do better than Jordan. I'll make you sound good.
Yes, Jordan's all like, I'm going to leave all those in there.
Until the bloopers come out, and then they'll be in there, and then everybody will hear you. So.
Yeah.
Again, like you said earlier, Gregor, these names are just out there.
Oh, yeah, it's like, they're just like, I feel like they had a bunch of names on the wall and threw them on the dartboard, you know?
To be fair, like when I came up with, when we come up with names for D&D, literally the name for my town, I was at work and I just see a couple letters. I'm like, okay, I'll take that. There's a couple more. Okay, cool. Match them together.
I have a whole list of names in my phone that I've gotten from nothing but license plates.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
There we go.
Which is why the D&D names always come out so fucking weird.
So great.
By the way, Morg made that joke, wasn't me. Morgan.
Thanks,
Morgan.
Morgan
made that joke. Morgan made that joke.
Oh, shit. I'm waiting to see a fist come flying through the
You see
side.
The tear in his eyes?
Well, do you see the bruise on the side of his
tear.
Head? Looks like I already called her one too many times.
Oh, you shouldn't hear me say that. We're good.
Love you, Morgan. Okay, cool.
Which, I don't know. I'm no historian, but I don't know if that lines up quite well.
I mean, I was...
When did Einstein die?
Well,
like,
let's see.
He
would have been...
It was early 1900s, was it not?
No, well, because he was alive. They were doing for World War II. He was the one that helped them with
was
the
A-bombs. I'm googling it right now.
So it was 42-ish would have been. So I mean, technically, he probably would have been alive throughout the 60s and possibly 70s.
I don't know when he died.
We also don't know how old this.
Albert Einstein died in 1955. This is it. So I guess the timing's somewhat.
30 years. So
that guy.
That's about it's 30 years since he died.
Could be.
So
it
does look like this guy would have to 50s. Be in his 50s or 60s. All right. So you know what? It's plausible. It's plausible.
Okay.
Unlikely, but like.
Probably
unlikely,
but.
I mean, we'll give it to him. It's plausible.
But then again. Even you can still be a star pupil of the studies of Albert Einstein. That's not what they say, but...
No, they say star pupil.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get technical.
Look, Albert Einstein was this dude's dad, okay? And they were really close. They were like this. All right?
Okay.
It's all relative.
Sure. Nice. That means I would have been... Let's see, you're 27 now?
I'm 28
now. I would have been 9.
Man, you got some strong summers.
Well.
Can you send him a picture of your mom so he can verify this?
Okay, back on track.
Anyway.
So, for whatever reason, like when I pulled up this issue, this is the page that came up first. I know it's not the first page.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's, oh, really?
But that's, I think it's my favorite page now.
The page of her sleeping in a nightie?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Holy shit, that's way into the...
Yeah, okay.
Also, I will say that the cover of this one, it's a little bit provocative with the big hand on her butt.
Perspective, man, come on. What? But yes, you're not wrong.
I'm just calling it lack of
the bad. The bad thing is that is apparently her dad. So
wow. Yeah, that's. I mean, her dream got a little bit. Oh, well, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah,
sorry.
Daddy issues. I've seen that. I've seen those. I've seen those videos. Daddy issues.
Are you talking about Pornhub?
Yeah. Those videos are weird. Okay, we are on the.
Shush us.
Yeah, don't talk about Pornhub in front of my girlfriend.
We're not talking about you watching it.
Did you say something about Pornhub?
I've never heard of it. I mean, could you tell me what that is?
I need you to don't know.
So I know to stay away from it.
It's the part of the porn that holds it onto the car.
The porn. Oh, the horn hub.
Jesus. All right, anyway.
Okay.
I've heard they have some good honkers on there.
What do geese have to do this? I don't understand.
God damn it. I mean, don't get me wrong. This is great content for later on, but Jesus, come on, guys. We're already at an hour and 45 minutes.
You
didn't have me on here to talk about comics. You had me just to fill up all of your blooper reel.
Apparently.
But see, if you think about this, the more blooper reel we have, the more we don't have to actually, we can spend more time building up our backlog of actual comic stuff. You can take like 3 months and put all our bloopers in there.
I've just started doing like the last four. Like in I've got 30 other fucking.
You haven't worked for a week. What have you been doing?
A week? It's been three, in motherfucker.
You know exactly how long it's been that you haven't worked. What have you been doing?
Anything?
In my defense, you listen to me on the podcast.
I know.
You're yourself into.
I get that.
I'm trying to be respectful.
Here's the thing. You're the only one that I've had the most bullshit dialogue with. The rest of them I know with Jordan, it was just him and I, and we went off on a Star Wars tangent for a hot minute. And the other ones, though, we kind of stayed on point, mainly because, like, with Joe, we were already running, like, 45 minutes behind because of video issues, which was similar to what we had, but we took care of it quicker. So... And to be fair, on Wreck My Podcast, you get interrupted all the time. You never are able to finish a story.
Yeah, that's true. See, on Wreck My Podcast, I am the most like respectful out of all of them. I'm like, I don't want to interrupt people. And what the worst part about that is I usually like do some like the same jokes. So Joe and Cam have learned when I like to do them. And so they'll jump in and do them before I can.
That's fair.
I'm all like, well, that's no fun.
I love it. Okay.
The shape you get into?
Yeah, right? Like, all they do is lift weights. Like, I don't think I would give prisoners the weights to lift because eventually they're going to be able to just pound a guard.
Yeah, but they can't give them treadmills because then they'd be able to run away.
By the way, were you shushing me about saying I was in California?
Or
were you
no. I was going to be, like, shushing you on... I'm just not trying to incriminate you on anything later on.
Wait, what?
Wanting to go to jail.
Oh, like in case I commit any crime.
Exactly. I can delete this, but I don't know. We'll see.
Well, if it stands for record, if I go to jail, it's because I was robbing a bank to give you money because you're such a cool guy.
Well, thanks, but I haven't put up a Patreon yet. I don't know. We'll see. But you can if you want to. I do have shirts. Maybe for sale eventually.
You know, you could always rob the bank with a hat on and then they'd think it was him.
Ooh, good point.
Yes. Well, no, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to wear my own face on the shirt, you know, like you can get from our Redbubble store.
Yeah, I got to talk to Jordan about the Redbubble thing. I wonder if that's a good way to go.
Yeah, I mean, if Jordan can do it, I'm sure you guys can do it too.
Yeah.
It's probably not that difficult at all.
Yeah, I gotta figure that. I'll figure that out later.
I'd wear your face on my chest.
Woohoo! It's literally your face.
I'm like, it's my dad.
Anyway,
sorry.
So,
as Barry is getting out of the shower, which I'm sorry, I never walked out of the bathroom in my towel, even in front of my parents. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
I walked from the bathroom to my room in my towel all the time.
Well, I guess my bathroom was connected to my room, so.
It usually only happens when you're in Alabama.
Oh. But they're in, I think this is technically the Midwest where they're at.
Central I think City.
It's like so it's like Missouri or something like that. Or Kansas. It? No, not Kansas.
Kansas
it's
would be
gotta be Missouri.
Superman. I thought it was
I can't really remember. Like I don't get yeah, there we go.
Don't tell me to move forward, tell me to move back.
But yeah, so as he's walking out drying his hair and drying himself, his mom walks real quick up.
Though, while we're talking about that, if you look at underneath the towel in the top picture, the hair is still blonde.
Yeah, well, it's...
It's blonde.
Yeah.
Like, surfer blue, like, gay.
Hold on, let me zoom in here. It doesn't look like there's any color to
it's
it.
It's more shadowy than anything.
Yeah.
Sure, anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Pinker.
Yeah, she is... All right, guys, that's it for this episode. You can get a hold of us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. Go ahead and send in those emails. We'll read them on the show and give you a shout out. And we will be back next time with more bloopers.